You will be Jesus' witness to all people of what you have seen and heard. Acts 22:15.
Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Jesus' Witness was written by John Blaise and read by Stephen Tabor.
Acts chapter 22, verses 12 through 16. Paul said, "A man named Ananias came to see me. He was a devout observer of the law and highly respected by all the Jews living there. He stood beside me and said, 'Brother Saul, receive your sight.' And at that very moment, I was able to see him. Then he said, 'The God of our ancestors has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear words from his mouth. You will be his witness to all people of what you have seen and heard. And now what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name.'" Jesus' Witness, written by John Blaise. I've heard it said, we can't make our children believe. We can only give our children reason to believe what we believe. That's a wise observation, but how do we do it? Of all people to take parenting advice from, the Apostle Paul is seldom the first choice. It's likely that he had no children. Parents often prefer to hear from someone who's been there, done that, someone who knows about sleepless infants, the storms of puberty, and how it feels to pray for a prodigal. Yet Paul, or Saul, has something to teach us here. Saul had been on his way to persecute Christians when Christ intervened. This man fell to the ground, blinded. Soon, he was visited by Ananias, who restored his sight and explained his mission, saying in Acts 22, "The God of our ancestors has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear words from his mouth. You will be his witness to all people of what you have seen and heard." Saul, later called Paul, did witness, and God gave him a quiver full of spiritual offspring. His parenting approach was to share what he'd seen and to pray. Whether parenting our own children or interacting with others, we can't make them believe. Rather, we witness with our words and lives as to what we've seen and heard, and we pray. Our God, who sent Paul to the Gentiles, sends us with the same instruction: witness so they may believe. Then entrust them to our Father who loves them. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the gift and responsibility of raising children. Make us faithful witnesses of what we have seen and heard of you to them, trusting you with their hearts. Help us speak honestly to them and pray persistently for them, leaving the results in your hands. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
As you go about your day, reflect on these questions. What children are in your sphere of influence? How might you share your faith with them?